Fellow freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here again with my Faith and Freedom Show, engaging the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Got to give you a little bit of an update here. Virginia, again, this is less than 1% reporting, and holding Mr. Obama at 56%, Mitt Romney 42%, and I'm actually trying to find the county in Virginia that's actually reported so that I can actually figure out maybe the demographic to see where that is. But either way, I'm not seeing it here. I'm going to Bing. There's a search engine called Bing. And right now, let's see what they've got in Virginia. Okay, yes, less than 1%, 61% for Mr. Obama. In Florida, only 1%, less than 1%. Oh, it was showing Mitt Romney. Let me tell you, this is what's crazy about this. I was about to say that these stats that I'm telling you about right now can flip just really quickly because of how few precincts have reported. And in Florida, the only county that they had shown up to this point was Nassau County, which is right on the border of Georgia. And there's a military presence there, so that usually you would think they would tend to lean to the red. But that Romney lead has just flipped. Still less than 1% reporting, but it went from 56% for Romney now to 54.7% for Mr. Obama. And in Virginia, again, it's 56.4 to Romney has got 42.7. So I think that's going to flip like crazy, just absolutely like crazy. Again, we have New Hampshire as only 42 people have voted that they've counted. South Carolina, they're showing 3,000 people, and it's leaning for Mr. Obama. Florida right now, pretty large numbers have been counted, about 340,000, and it's leaning now to Mr. Obama. Kentucky is showing about 215,000 votes, leaning toward Mr. Romney. Indiana showing about 150,000 votes, leaning toward Mr. Romney. So it's going to be an entertaining night here. The number here, 888-248-2046. You still have time in Tennessee to vote. So get on out there. If you can do it, do it. You know what I'm saying? If you're part of the society, I think it's, yeah, and you can vote, you're eligible. I think it's a duty. I think it's a duty of religion, actually, to vote in that instance, if that is your standing in life. I'm going to read to you something actually from the U.S. Constitution, and it actually matters here. Talking about the President of the United States, he shall have power by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, comma. Now, before we go on, that means whatever it is he's going to do that they're talking about here, it can't really be law or lawful until the Senate gives its consent. Okay, so let's say the president signs a treaty. Guess what? It's not a treaty. It's not been ratified. That's the president, shall have power by and with the advice and the consent of the Senate to make treaties provided, listen, 2/3 of the senators present concur. That means what if half of the senators are out of town? So what if one party of senator is there? And let's say right now, I think there's 53 Democrat senators and 47 Republicans. The Republicans can all be out of town, and then you'd have 53 senators. That's a quorum, I believe. Now it says 2/3 present, not 2/3 elected, but it says 2/3 present concur. So that's, and if I'm wrong, you can give me a call, 888-248-2046. And of course, I can't know everything, all right, but I'm working on it. So that's an interesting thing. Let's say, for instance, the United Nations gets together and they have a convention. They've got a really neat cause, a very important cause, something that I care about even. I am so absolutely opposed to torture, and it's only on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong. Notwithstanding my own passions, I've had to subject my passions to law. And I've had to study, and I've had to conform what I think to what is actually true. and right. And I'll tell you what, folks, our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. We say, well, we've got to do this, we've got to do that, we can save lives. You know what? We can come up with all kinds of neat little rationale, but there's somebody who's greater than all of us who's given us boundaries and has set boundaries to our own vicious, corrupt, and degenerate tendencies. And if we would operate by faith, trusting in our Heavenly Father that His plans are right, we're going to see awesome divine intervention in our nation, in our family, in our neighborhood, things like that. It's true. I've experienced it in my own life, so I can tell you from firsthand that what I'm saying is doesn't just work in theory. It plays itself out. But let's look at this thing. So let's say the United Nations decides on a really neat moral imperative, and the president signs it. You know what's fine? It's okay, president, sign it. Affirm it. In the little UN committee, say, hey, that's a good idea. I will support that personally. Okay, I back you guys up. But if the Senate doesn't ratify it, then you in Tennessee are safe. See, a lot of times dangerous innovations come, and the power of the sword comes against the most innocent in our society, even because of well-intended, well-meaning innovations. But the safety in having senators who go in their position with a mindset of being accountable to their state and the interest of the state. See, that's where originally state legislators put the senators into Washington, D.C. So they were accountable to the state legislature. So let's say the state legislature is working on a plan that protects Tennesseans from the insults and injuries and insults of Georgians or Kentuckians or whatever it is. Let's say you guys in your legislature come up with a neat plan that solves some problems that are important for you as a people. But then your senator goes off because he was elected by popular media, has a lot of money and had a lot of advertising. He had people from China sending money to buy TV commercials and stuff like that. And let's say he gets elected by popular vote by a bunch of people who are just stirred up by their passions, instead of people who have been working really hard to protect you. Okay? And he goes out and he does something completely contrary to those things that your legislature wants. That's a difficult thing. Those are the kind of things that are happening today. But what if you chose a senator, sent them to Washington, and they were thinking, wow, this is a neat thing that the UN wants to do here. And I like the fact that maybe some of these countries that don't have a bent of righteousness in their history, they wouldn't have been able to come up with these neat ideas by themselves. So, but the problem is, if the Senate ratifies it, that becomes the power of law in Tennessee. Even if your community has a different lifestyle, even if you're, in other words, I'm saying they practice things with regard to law in the community, they're just a little bit different than what the UN little committees come up with. Let's say your people with disabilities have a certain age group or whatever. You've got certain amenities that are provided by civic organizations or something like that. And then all of a sudden, the power of the sword of a UN convention comes in and forces Tennessee, forces Ray County, Hamilton, Marion, to do what some committee made up of Tibetans and people from Angola and Brazil have determined that they think is best based on their worldview. That's what happens if the Senate ratifies a treaty. I'm going to go to this senator's response to my letter. And he said, I'm going to quote him. Ratifying the treaty would strengthen the rights of individuals with disabilities nationally and abroad. Listen to that. A committee, and this is the dangerous thing. Tennessee can't figure out what to do with their own persons with disabilities? Tennesseans don't have Christian love, forbearance, and charity toward their very own? You think somebody in Belgium has more love for somebody in Tennessee than Tennesseans do? I mean, and again, this was not the Tennessee senator that said this. Now, I did write a letter, sent this letter to Bob Corker, because he's on this committee. But he said, ratifying the treaty would strengthen the rights of individuals with disabilities nationally. I could see him say, and abroad, absolutely abroad, but not nationally. What happens is if he ratifies this thing, it will become law in Tennessee, whether Tennesseans like it or not. I quoted him. You said UN treaties do not trump the United States Constitution. No, they don't. They don't. He's absolutely right. I'm going to write him another letter. You know why? But the problem is state senator or United States senator there to protect the state of Tennessee, or in this case, Virginia. What you missed stating was it does trump the Constitution of that senator's state. It does trump the Constitution of Tennessee. Now, there's been some things in history. And again, I'm getting my information from friend Sutherland, Howe, and Brown, Constitutional Law, Cases, and Other Problems, Volume 1, 3rd Edition. And this is from 1967. And I won't mention name of the lawyer whose name is written in this, because he wrote it in here in 67 when he was a law student. His name keeps showing up in the national news. Quite a litigator. But he gave me this book, bless his heart, because he was clearing out stuff. He said, here, David. And it's good stuff. And I'm reading this thing, and I'm learning that, yes, indeed, foreign treaties trump Tennessee law. Absolutely. So if the treaty gives instructions to conform to Tennessee law, then Tennessee law will be carried out. But if it has its own design, its own plan, its own way of doing things, then Tennessee's stuck. If somebody wants to sue you because you didn't conform with a United Nations convention made by some committee of Tibetans, then you're stuck. And it came for a good reason, because it was actually put together in the Constitution to protect some certain property rights and to make friends with England as fast as possible. Because what we would have remained at war with England over was loss of property when people had to flee to England because of their political preferences. And so to make friends, we had something that had to apply everywhere. In other words, if somebody owed somebody money in England, the property right they had when they were here before they fled would be honored. The treaty provided that aliens, foreigners, could retrieve property. In fact, would retain their property rights. There were some people who were given land grants from the king going back generations, who are now, because they're alien under the common law, aliens cannot, by law, inherit property. So they had suddenly lost all of that vested property. Well, these treaties, basically this provision of the Constitution was put in there so that each state couldn't just do their own thing and really basically offend the daylights out of all the other countries that the United States as a nation was trying to deal with. So it has its good purpose. But I will tell you now, the United Nations having social novelties, social innovations, is a dangerous thing and ought not to be ratified. I'm just telling you, and I'm not influencing legislation. Hopefully I'm influencing you, and you'll find out more about this kind of stuff. Okay, let me do a real quick check. Oh, look at this, Virginia. Just before the break, I think I told you that this report by Bing was showing Mr. Obama ahead in Virginia. He was up 56%. Well, guess what it is now? Mr. Romney has got 57%. Mr. Obama, 41.5% of the vote. Let's see what's happening in Florida. Mr. Obama was ahead 56%. Now he's down. It's 50% for him, 50.2%, and then to Romney's 49.1%. So that's, as I said, folks, this is going to be an interesting night. You still have an hour and a half to get to the polls. I tell you and your friend, hey, there might be somebody who might need a ride. Why don't you be a good neighbor and love them and go by and pick them up? Hey, if a man knows a good he ought to do and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. So that's something to think about. James 4:17. David Allen Carmichael, My Faith and Freedom Show, where we're going to engage the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis of right versus wrong. I want you to check out my website, preservativetalkradio.com. The number here, write this down quick, 888, toll free, 888 248-2046. We'll be right back.